You're listening to This Is Not a Game, a show dedicated to educating you on the dangers of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia and tackling issues related to poaching and the impact it has on your health, wildlife, and Mother Zambia.
Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison.
This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome to today's episode of This Is Not a Game, a show packed with info to help bridge the gap between the experts in the wildlife world and the general public, specifically issues around legal game meat. I am your host, Seya Funda Funda. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Search for This Is Not a Game to get more info on us and our activities. Today, we have Terry Njovu. He is a wildlife ranger under the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, and we'll be talking about how the department deals with poaching. He will join us right after this short break.
Is it really bushmeat, or is it actually just dog meat? The Department of National Parks and Wildlife officers have caught people trying to disguise and sell dog meat as bush meat, and often zebra meat is sold as impala or duiker. Besides which, the illegal possession of bush meat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act 2015. Be sure of the meat that you buy and eat only genuine game meat from legal sources and always ask to see a license. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and buy legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
All right, welcome back to the show. In the previous segment, I mentioned we have Mr. Terry Njovu from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Welcome, Mr. Njovu.
Thank you so much.
All right, great to have you on the show.
It's my pleasure, thanks.
So, Mr. Njovu, help us understand what the difference is between poaching and legal hunting.
Okay, so poaching is referred to as the illegal hunting or harvest of protected wildlife species.
Mm-hmm.
So now we are emphasizing the word protected because for you to be charged with poaching,
yes,
you have to break a law. So if it's protected, then it's legal. So once you kill an animal without a license, then that's what is called poaching.
So then how do poachers kill, package, and transport illegal bushmeat from the protected areas?
Okay, so poaching is done in several ways.
Okay.
The most common way is the use of firearms.
Okay.
Different types of firearms, AK-47 rifles, shotguns, you know, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other way is through snaring.
Mm.
What we call as you know, a silent killer, because a snare is put up for catching a wild animal.
Mm.
You won't be able to hear the snare unless you know you come across it. That's when you can remove it.
Right.
Then I think in the recent past we've also seen the emergence of the use of poison.
Mm.
Especially for, you know, these big animal species like elephants. We've had several, you know, cases where people have poisoned the elephant just to get to the to the horns and so on. Then, you know, the traditional way of hunting, also the use of dogs.
Mm.
Although not very common, common for small animals like small antelopes, impalas, and bushbucks, and so on, but not very common for big game. But poachers also do use dogs to hunt.
Okay.
They also use spears, bows and arrows, though not very common.
Mm-hmm.
But the most common one is the use of firearms and snares.
Mm-hmm.
And then processing of the game, the bushmeat.
Mm-hmm.
The public should be aware that the bushmeat that they usually eat is processed in a very, very dirty environment.
Mm.
Because imagine someone kills an animal.
Yeah.
They just skin the animal on the ground, wherever it was.
Yeah, you've basically gone into my next question. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they basically skin the animal just where it falls, and they don't, you know, they don't use water to clean the meat.
Mm.
They just dry it as it is. And, you know, not to make it sound very unattractive, but you know, sometimes someone doesn't take a bath for 3, 4, 5 days like most most poachers do, and they handle the meat as well, you know, without washing it.
And it should sound unattractive, because it shouldn't be attractive.
Yeah, it is very unattractive. Yes.
Yeah. So you've mentioned the dangers of buying, which is on the consumer end.
Yes.
What are the dangers of selling illegal bushmeat?
So the selling of illegal bushmeat, the major danger to the seller is that we shall arrest you when we find you selling illegal bushmeat. And, you know, depending on the species that you have, you can go to jail for a year, 5 years, 7 years, or even more. So, you know, for poaching an animal which is worth maybe 5,000 kwacha, you go to jail for 5 years. So that's the danger of it. And also, you know, you as the seller, you know, you're handling meat that has not been tested by, you know, professionals, by the vet offices. So you don't even know whether the meat has anthrax or, you know, other diseases, and so on and so forth. But you're handling that meat, you know, without protective gear and so on. So it's also a danger to yourself, health-wise. You know, you're likely to catch these zoonotic diseases, you know. Like now, we have coronavirus, which is allegedly, you know, becoming from wildlife. So those are some of the dangers. You transmit a disease from the wildlife to the human population, and a lot of people suffer, you know, the consequences of your actions.
So then how can the public help anti-poaching units in the fight against illegal bushmeat trade?
The public provides a platform for these poachers to sell their game meat. They provide a market for the poachers.
Okay.
So they should know that once they stop buying, then the killing will stop as well.
Of course.
Because there'll be no motivation for the, you know, for the poachers to go poaching and sell the wildlife products. Then also, as a responsible citizen, if you see something wrong being done, if you see a criminal activity being done, you have to report that criminal activity, you know, to the police and so on. It's the same even with wildlife, you know, cases. If you see someone selling, let's say, a pangolin, or someone selling bushmeat, you can report that person to the nearest wildlife police station. And if there's no wildlife police station nearby, you can report to the Zambia police. Will be able to protect your identity, will not be able to review, you know, who has given us the information.
Well, Mr. Njovu, thank you so much for joining us today. We've really learned so much about your role in the fight against poaching, and also ultimately the fight against illegal bushmeat trade.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
All right, thanks, and same.
Thank you. Listeners, we have more to come right after this break.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Crime prevention fact.
Did you know? Two Zambian rangers have been awarded the prestigious Tusk Wildlife Ranger Award by His Royal Highness Prince William. Senior Warden Solomon Chidunuka and Benson Kanyembo have both received this award that gives international recognition to the men and women who face danger every day to protect Africa's wildlife. Rangers often work for little reward, risking and regularly losing their lives to protect the world's wildlife and its fragile ecosystems.
Know the facts. Be informed.
Be informed.
And now for some info on our local game meat suppliers.
Okay, we are here at Eliado Meat Suppliers, and we just have a few questions for them. So, when did you get into the legal game meat business?
I only just started dealing with game meat this week, but over the last few weeks I was involved with trying to sort out all the relevant paperwork to have in place, as well as also trying to source the game meat from an appropriate supplier, you see.
Okay. And so where did you obtain your trading license?
The trading license I actually obtained from the Department of National Park and Wildlife.
Okay.
So along with that, I was required to get a permit and a certificate of ownership. And then I also had to write a letter to them to authorize us to allow us to trade in game meat.
Okay. And so then how do you think the illegal bushmeat trade affects your business?
With regards to the illegal trading of bushmeat, the way it affects us is that I feel that it impacts on our sales in terms of it'll tend to decline as a result of illegal game meat being traded. Not only that, there seems to be a misconception that illegal game meat tends to be cheaper, but that doesn't seem to be the case whatsoever.
And how much is a kg of legal game meat, and how often is this meat available?
At the moment, we've just started off with puku meat.
Okay.
So with the puku meat, we classify them into three different products. So we've got our mixed cuts going for 120 kwacha kg.
Mm-hmm.
Then we then have our sausages, which we made also at the same price as 120 kwacha kg. And then we also started doing our biltong, which is about 350 kwacha per kg, which is slightly more expensive than normal beef biltong. But otherwise, it's not something that's easily available. And we also use our own unique recipe to make that one as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Glad to be interviewed today. Thank you.
For more information on legal game meat suppliers, visit our website, www.thisisnotagame.info. We will be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Crime prevention fact.
Did you know? Rangers who work in Zambia's national parks often spend weeks away from their families carrying on activities such as patrols and desnaring animals trapped in wire snares placed by poachers involved in the illegal bushmeat trade?
Know the facts. Be informed.
Be informed.
And now for some stories making the headlines. Poachers gunned down wildlife officer. Suspected poachers have shot and killed a wildlife police officer during an operation in Chisamba of Central Province, the Ministry of Tourism has said. Four suspects have so far been arrested in connection with the shooting. The ministry identified the officer as Jonathan Katengulwe under the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Tourism and Arts Public Relations Officer said the incident happened after the director of Spiron Farm engaged the DNPW in Kawe to help with a poaching problem which his staff failed to contain. Fears of spike in poaching as pandemic poverty strikes. Conservation groups say nature must be a cornerstone of economic recovery plans for the sake of people, health, and economies. The call comes from fears of a spike in poaching as rural communities lose vital income. Conservationists are noticing an increase in hunting of protected species since the spread of the coronavirus began to disrupt traditional economic and social systems in rural areas. Those are the headlines we had for you today. We'll be right back.
Hi, Auntie. How are you? I hope you enjoyed the matebeto yesterday.
It was great. Yeah, but all of us are down today. Upset stomachs, vomiting, and feeling weak.
Well, that's why I'm calling, Auntie. Even us, we are the same. And the Walias, the Ngandos, and the Piris. I think it was that bushmeat stew that Wanapiri was boasting about.
Yes, even I thought so. This is not her best.
Buying and serving illegal game meat is a real risk for you and your family. You become exposed to the severe diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified game meat from an approved supplier. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Crime prevention fact.
Did you know Kafue National Park is the largest national park in Zambia, covering an area of about 22,400 square kilometers? It is the second largest park in Africa and is home to over 55 different species of mammals. The park takes its name from the Kafue River and stretches over three provinces, Northwestern, Central, and Southern Province.
Know the facts. Be informed.
Be informed.
And that's all we had for you today. We hope you learned something today about the role of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife in the fight against poaching. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Search for This Is Not a Game to get more info on us and our activities. Be sure to tune in for yet another exciting topic on This Is Not a Game. I'm your host, Seya Funda Funda. It's goodbye for now.
You've been listening to This Is Not a Game. Tune in next week as we continue to discuss the adverse effects of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia.
Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison.
This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.